Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, November 13th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared this message on this rather rainy Tuesday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, although it's supposed to clear up this afternoon. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again on this Tuesday, we want to encourage our podcast listeners. Today's message is titled, Keep Proclaiming. Our scripture text is from Deuteronomy 32, verse 3.
I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God.
Well, for our first illustration, I have a photo up on the web post today of a truck I saw yesterday in a large parking lot in Lancaster, plastered with bumper stickers. Now, bumper stickers are pretty frequently and often give you a pretty good idea of the owner's interests, maybe their political views or faith views. But this particular truck was plastered with all kinds of meaningless bumper stickers with just symbols. I remember seeing them up in New England, MV for Martha's Vineyard, those kind of round ones with just two letters. I don't have any idea what in the world he is trying to proclaim.
Well, as we grow older in our walk with the Lord, there's a spiritual condition we all need to guard against. The teachings are no longer new to us. We've seen just about everything, or at least we may think we have. Some become bored in their walk. Others run about seeking the latest fad teaching, spiritual experience, or worship style. Some succumb to what the Apostle Paul called every wind of strange doctrine.
The daily text is a portion of a song that Moses recited to the people of Israel shortly before his death. Notice that Moses did not appear to have grown weary with the mighty God he served, nor was he bored in his walk of faith. He had lived 120 years, and this song was a renewed expression of what the latter 40 years of his life had been all about.
When he had dramatically heard from God at the burning bush, he began a long journey of faithful service for the Lord. He had confronted Pharaoh, led the people out of Egypt and through the desert, and now gave them his final message on the plains east of the Jordan River. He knew he would not be entering the physical promised land and that his death was imminent. Although surely disappointed, he accepts that and maintains the positive, faith-filled outlook expressed in our daily text today. It's a reminder to us of God's call for each of our lives. It's also a reminder that we may not see every dream fulfilled on this side, but the joyous reality of heaven awaits the faithful. This is immeasurably more than the fulfillment of any dream on earth.
Today, let us, like Moses, renew our covenant and faithfully proclaim the name of the Lord. Let us continually, with joy, praise the greatness of our God for who he is and for his remarkable, supernatural, and steadfast presence in our lives.
Let's pray together. Father, we proclaim your greatness throughout the earth, and we proclaim your greatness in our lives. We who were once destined for eternal damnation, through the redemptive work of Jesus, now bow our knees and declare with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. And this hope leads us to life everlasting as we stay the course. Keep us faithful on our spiritual sojourn. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Truly, keep us faithful. Thank you for joining us today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional materials. Both of us have a note today regarding an experience in our lives. Also have a new posting to our humor blog site. It's a story of a worship pastor in Texas. It's satire. I hope you understand what satire is, but it could be true. A worship pastor in Texas who was fired because he just wasn't cool enough. Well, I enjoy writing that style of writing. My daily work is serious in nature, although we may inject some humor in it. But this humor satire blog gives me and Brooksine, helping me, the opportunity to really share truths through humor. have several photos up on the site today, as well as several links to songs that we feel reinforce today's message of continuing to proclaim God's greatness. Let us all do so faithfully.